So we're trying to get all the different input from them on how they think we should be using the forest, what areas are special to them. Every time we go in and maybe we're planning on doing a timber sale in a particular area, once again, we'll go out and ask the public for input about doing a timber sale in this area. And so what we'll end up doing, though, in our forest plan and in a timber sale, whatever kind of management program, we'll develop several different, alternatives to how we will manage that land. And for instance, at a timber sale, we may have what we call no change. So it means we go in there and do nothing. We're not going to do any kind of change to that particular area. Then we may have other different levels to clear cuts and everything in between. And we'll have these different alternatives in between. And then through the public scoping process, we'll try to come up with our own specialists working through this. We'll try to come up with what we think is the best solution. It's very hard. It's a very difficult process. And during that process, we get thumped by many people during that process usually.